It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The Trump administration announced this week that the USDA will make $12 billion available in one-time payments to farmers impacted by international trade disruptions.
It could provide some relief to Wisconsin farmers who faced financial losses this year due to retaliatory tariffs and lost trade partners.
Eligible farmers will find out later this month how much assistance they can receive. The payments are expected to be released by the end of February. Meanwhile, as part of trade negotiations, China has agreed to purchase some U.S. soy, but the Trump administration this week said the timeline has moved back from the end of this year to possibly February.
We're checking in on what kind of impact this could have on farming in our state and whether relief payments can make up for the losses farmers have felt this year.
Doug Rebout is a Janesville farmer and president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association. Doug, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Doug, we've been talking to you over the last early couple of years about the impact of not just tariffs, a lot of economic factors. Can you give us a quick reminder of what kind of challenges soy farmers in Wisconsin have faced from the trade war?
Yeah, with everything that's been going on and China not taking any soybeans for so long, that has really impacted our markets. And at a time when we were harvesting, and a lot of the crops getting sold. And, you know, with China, they historically have taken 67% of the soybeans that the U.S. exports. So, I mean, that market is huge to us. And so, and it all happened at a very bad time for us.
As I mentioned, China, at least now, is on track to get some soy from the U.S. Do you see things turning around? Is this happening fast enough to make a difference for this year's harvest?
Well, again, I mean, we're very appreciative of the trade deal, but, you know, for the year 2025, they said they would take 12 million metric ton. And I think so far they've taken about 3 million. And again, like I said, most farmers have sold their crops, you know, during harvest, because if you don't sell them, then you got to pay for storage and it just costs more. So, I mean, it helps, yes, and we appreciate anything we can get, but we're hoping for more, and we're hoping for those soybeans to actually get shipped over. There's been an agreement, but as far as I know, nothing has been signed, and, you know, so there's nothing holding China to this deal right now.
Okay, here comes this relief funding announced this week now, $12 billion. The bulk of that, I think $11 million meant for commodity producers, commodities like soy. How much spread out throughout the country and all the producers, how much help will that be?
You know, until they come out with exact numbers and how the payments are coming out and who qualifies, it's hard to answer that question. And right now, you know, the payments are supposed to come out in February, but farmers right now are sitting here going, okay, this is generally the time where we have our loans that are coming due. We have our land rents that are due, and we're buying our inputs for next year. And so with all this uncertainty, we're still sitting here going, we don't know what to do, because this money has been, you know, or they've said, okay, we're going to put this money out, but no one knows how or how much or how they're doing it. So that's the part right now that farmers, you know, we're appreciative that there's going to be something, because farmers are in financial struggle right now. But we're looking for some certainty.
We had a statement from the Wisconsin Farmers Union out this morning, quoting a little bit of it here. While this one-time assistance will help many Wisconsin producers stay afloat in the near term, emergency payments alone cannot address the deeper issues pushing family farms to the brink. They go on, the current farm safety net is outdated and not equipped to match today's economic pressures, from record input costs and unstable markets to the rising burden of healthcare on rural families. So all that on top of the tariffs we're talking about, Doug, with that uncertainty you were talking about, are you hearing from your fellow Soybean Association members like, hey, we're not sure if we could stay in business or we might have to change what we're doing next year?
Yeah, I mean, farmers have been, you know, we've been saying that for a long time, that, you know, we know some banks are not, you know, guaranteeing loans to some farmers because of what's going on. And also without having the farm bill and the certainty of, you know, the programs that come with that. And so, yeah, there are farmers that over the last few years, you know, the prices have not been that great. And the farmers have been going, you know, into their reserves, and we can only do that for so long. And so, yeah, there are farmers that are really struggling. There's farms that are going out of business, and that's something we don't want to see.
I want to pick up on something you just mentioned there, Doug, the loans and the banks. The flow is you borrow money to plant, basically, and you pay it back with the revenue from the harvest. How big a problem is financing right now if there's that uncertainty and banks are saying, hey, we don't know if these products are going to sell enough to pay these loans off come harvest time?
Yeah, that's something that the banks have to look at, and they're being a lot more cautious. I mean, every farm is different on, you know, depending on what their debt load is and everything, and, you know, how they've done in the past, how long they've been in business. So we don't want to loop all the farms into one category. Every farm is, you know, totally different. And, you know, I would not want to be in the banker's shoes and going around and trying to figure out, okay, what farms can we, you know, loan money to? What farms can't we? And, you know, be that banker that go to that farm and say, I'm sorry, you're not in good enough financial position for us to loan you money. I would not want to be in that position.
Doug Rebout is with us, Janesville farmer and president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association, talking about the impact of tariffs and trade disputes on the soy industry here in the state and some relief funding promised from the Trump administration. Doug, looking ahead at the market for soy, I was just seeing China had record imports of soy this year. But wait a minute, sounds like they're not coming from the United States. A lot of it coming from Brazil. Trade war ends tomorrow. Are you concerned that, hey, the market flow, these deals inked between China and Brazil means the China business wouldn't come back to the U.S. anyway?
Yeah, that's been a fear of ours for a long time because, you know, China, like I said, they've historically bought a lot from us, but they've transferred a lot of that purchases from South America now. And that infrastructure is set up. And, you know, yes, if this trade war ended tomorrow, they're not going to go, oh, okay, trade war is done, we'll come back to you. It's going to take a long time to get those markets back and, you know, build up that trust and everything. I mean, we do have a better quality bean, you know, crops. That is something that we do have going for us than what South America is selling. But it still comes down to price and that infrastructure that's already set up.
I assume that the Soybean Association, farmers, others have been looking for alternate markets to China. Where is soy going when it hasn't gone to China over this last year?
Well, we're trying to open markets all across the world. Again, to make up that 67%, that's very tough to do. And another thing that we really want to do is find more domestic uses right here so we don't have to rely on foreign markets. And so, you know, we're hoping that the government can, you know, do things with this 45Z program that's out there that regulates and tax incentives for soy or for oils coming in, used oil coming in from other countries, and also to come out with the numbers for the renewable fuel volumes. Those were supposed to come out on October 31st, and we have not seen anything, you know, with the government shutdown. So if we can get some of these numbers and some policies to help us with domestic use, then we don't have to be so reliant on foreign markets.
With those foreign markets, uncertainty has been, I think, the watchword most of this year. The U.S. does something, China, other countries retaliate, and so on. When would you want to see certainty? When would soy farmers in Wisconsin want to see certainty so that they can really lock down plans for 2026? What's kind of a deadline?
Right now. Because we're working on our 26 crops right now. We're buying our inputs. We're buying our seed. We're buying our fertilizer. We're marketing the 2026 crop already, you know, for on future contracts and stuff. So I mean, so when I say we need, you know, certainty right now, that's not a joke. That is something that we need. Because we need certainty not just for the 26th year, but 27, 28, and, you know, 5-10 years down the road is what we need, because that's, as farmers, that's what we're looking at. We're not just looking at this next year. We're looking at multiple years of what we're doing when we plan our crops.
Doug, like you said, not every farm is the same. I've talked to some farmers who do some commodity soy, some commodity corn, or lots of soy and small amounts of specialty crops. Are people in soy right now thinking, hey, I need to take the balance away from soy and do a little more of something else?
Yes. I mean, just in the year 2025 in Wisconsin alone, there was 250,000 less acres of soybeans planted than in 2024. And as, you know, we're sitting here looking at and planning for the 2026 year, I'm sure that number is going to drop again because, you know, with the price of soybeans, you know, farmers are going, okay, I'm going to, you know, there's more certainty in the corn market, so I'm going to go and plant more corn. But the problem I see there is, okay, farmers plant less soybeans, plant more corn. Well, then we're going to have a surplus of corn, and is that going to drive the corn market down then?
Doug, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us again.
Well, thank you.
That's Doug Rebout, Janesville farmer, president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association. He is with us today to look at the potential impact of new financial aid payments from the Trump administration for farmers who have been negatively impacted by international trade disputes. We talking about you? Is this your business, your livelihood? Are you feeling the uncertainty we've been talking about? Tell us about it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.